This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For this evening, how are you guys?
Really, really well, thanks.
Good.
Amazing.
Really good.
Amazing, yeah.
Getting over the election?
Oh, so over the election.
Are you hungover?
I'm very hungover. I'm excited about the election, but I just want it to be over.
Yeah, no, me too. Let's just vote again.
Do you think so?
It's my... I don't know. Anyway, on tonight's show, we're talking... I need ideas. I'm going to a party, and Izzy's going to a party as well.
Yes.
I need costume
We're throwing
ideas.
Open the floor to suggestions.
If you want to make the costume for me the next 50 minutes, bring it into the studio... And you might win a
Preferably
prize.
Preferably out of paper mache, so that it gets destroyed halfway through.
But make sure it's raining outside when you bring it in too. The CD of the week we're giving away, Brechik, it's Red Rocket, it's Joy's CD of the week. Just make sure that you are a Joy member or willing to join up straight away, and you haven't won a prize in the last 2 weeks, so that's the prize that we're giving away. We're also talking about ridiculous road stories. Something popped up, someone's been in court today about that. What else we got?
We're going to wrap up on the election a little bit.
Yep.
We're also talking Kurt from Glee. He's got a new boyfriend on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And he's quite good looking, so we're going to have a bit of a chat about that. A whole bunch of other stuff, as well as Lady Gaga, who's overtaken Britney Spears on Twitter.
What an honour.
These Twitter wars.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it?
Tell you what.
Oh, geez.
And a whole bunch of other stuff. Gay school and everything.
It's a... Joy 94.9 Generation Next. Cole, Jacob and Izzy with you. Tonight we're talking crazy road rules, or things you've seen that people have done crazy on the road. What's happened?
I saw a couple of weeks ago on Failblog,
yep.
which is one
yep.
of my favourite websites, this guy who was going down the highway on a motorbike with like a barbecue kind of around his head strapped to the very loosely to the motorbike itself, and it was quite funny. It turns out that was a guy in Melbourne.
Right.
And he's been in court today, apparently.
Yes. And look, if you've got a motorbike, I struggle sometimes to wonder, like, to work out why people ride motorbikes all the time or don't have an alternative method of transport, such as, I don't know, a car. And or yeah.
Good thing Andrew's not in the studio.
Well, he's a big motorbike advocate, as you know. But, yeah, this guy has been driving down. There's hard rubbish, obviously, on the nature strip. He's picked up a barbecue, and obviously having a motorbike, you can't really just, you know, carry a chuck in your boot.
That doesn't let you defeat you, I guess.
Well, it doesn't. And this guy has attached it to himself. He sort of weaved himself through it.
It actually looks like he's wearing it like some sort of armor or a shield.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I thought he'd fashioned a makeshift kind of helmet or something, because it's got like the grill over his face.
It kind of reminds me of that guy from Futurama, you know, the one with the silver, you know, the robot guy.
No? Who?
The main guy.
Yeah.
What's Bender.
Bender.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this guy is obviously just an idiot. He's got fined $800, and the reason, I mean, the way he's got caught, I suppose, is that a passing motorist took a photo of him and gave it into the police. He was reaching speeds of 75 kilometres an hour on the Eastern Freeway in Kew with a barbecue attached to him. Anyway, yeah. So if you've got something interesting you've seen on the side of the road or an interesting accident that's happened. I was sitting at a bus stop once with my friend Nick, and it was on the corner of Toorak Road and Warrigal Road. There's a big sort of bus interchange there. And we're sitting there, and this girl drove past. She was coming up to the red light, and she looked at both of us. She just kept looking at us, and we kept looking at her. And she was slowing down for the lights and just kept staring at us. And all of a sudden, she just drove straight in the back of the car in front of her, and she got out, and she's like, oh, all shocked, like she didn't know it was happening. And obviously, yeah, I don't know what was happening.
Yeah, I was at a red light intersection the other day, and there was this car just blatantly went through the red light, and I, like, put on my horn, like, I don't know, because that's what I do.
That's what's going to
happen. And he, like, turned his head and gave me the filthiest look in the world. And I'm like, hang on a second.
Because he did the wrong thing.
Because he did the wrong thing.
I work in St Kilda, and when I drive home from St Kilda, I sort of go down Barclay Street, if anyone knows where that is.
St Kilda's horrible.
Oh, there's
I'd
people going
nuts.
I'd
rather drive in the city than St Kilda.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Prostitutes, apparently.
There's lots of them around. Something new for the area. And, yeah, when you get down to Barclay Street and St Kilda Road, there's like a weird sort of, intersection there, and you sort of enter onto St Kilda Road. Well, the other day, like, a green light 50 metres down the road changed, and the guy in front of me decided that was good enough for him, so we just drove onto St Kilda Road and crashed into a car. Like, a car that was, like, legally allowed to be driving. He just decided that he was fine to go, and off he went and crashed his car.
We were waiting. I think it was Middleborough Road. It was out near, like, Box Hill somewhere anyway, yep. And we were waiting, like, at the red light, and the guy beside us, just, like, halfway through the red light, he just took off. He's like, he was just sort of like, stuff this, I'm not waiting any longer. Like, he just got really impatient with it and just took off halfway through.
That's weird, isn't it? People do some just weird things. I suppose, like, you know, sometimes when you're sitting at the traffic light and you've got the right hand turning signal will come on and you think that's your green light.
Yeah.
I'm forever like going then.
I did that last night. Yeah. I was in the car with my boyfriend, and I just saw a green light, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go across. And I had to slam on the brakes because there's obviously traffic coming at me. And my boyfriend's a terrible, like, passenger seat driver.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, like, clutched my leg and, like, screamed like a girl. Maybe not like a girl, but, yeah.
It's like when your parents take you driving for the first time, and they're, like, every time you brake, like, you can see their feet moving, and they're, like, nervous drivers.
Do they do that thing where they're, like, they're pretending that they've got their
own brake? Or they put their hand up on the dashboard, it's like, oh, going too fast.
My mum was terrible. She would, like, get upset over the smallest thing. Like, I'd just be driving normally, and she'd go, oh, do you have any idea how close you came to that car? Oh, slow down!
Yes, I do. 100 meters close to that car. If you've got stories of weird sights, and also I'm going to this party. Izzy's going to the party. You're fine. You got your costume organised.
No, I don't. I've only got hair and makeup. Whatever. I've only got hair and makeup. Actually, I'm just going to do my hair all like a big sort of bird's nest with twigs and feathers and stuff. And I've got feather eyelashes, but I don't have an actual costume.
After this, we'll talk about what costumes we can possibly get. And there is a prize as well for the Brechick CD, Red Rocket CD of the week. Make sure you're a Joy member. Haven't won a prize in the last 2 weeks.
Joy 94.9.
The GPS for the GBLTIQ community.
Generation Next, Joy's very own youth program. Kyle, Jacob and Izzy with you.
Flagship youth program.
Flagship youth program. Made for the youth by the youth. Whatever else we can think of. It's a big campaign. We're making posters. I made posters the other day.
Really?
Yep.
Get your stencil out?
No, I didn't. I just went to my friend who's a graphic designer and said, can you make me a poster? Oh. So that's in the
ask
process.
Ask me. I want to make posters.
Are you a graphic designer?
I want to be. I had to make a Google logo really recently. It was really fun.
Google logo?
A Google logo, yeah. We had to pick like an event or a festival or something.
Ah.
It was really cool.
To be submitted to Google for consideration?
No, unfortunately not. Just to uni, but...
Can you say Google logo 10 times really quickly?
Probably not.
Okay, don't you?
I remember one time the Google logo was misspelled, so it didn't have the L, so it was just Googe.
On purpose?
No, like by accident.
Ah. Because I like it when I log onto the internet.
And there's a different thing and it's
like it.
Yeah. The other day it was a Wizard of Oz theme one, I think, for the 70th anniversary. 75th?
Get it right. I think, I could be wrong, but anyway.
Isn't it 1939 that film was made?
Oh, sorry.
I don't know.
Judy Garland aficionado.
Yeah.
We're going to this costume party.
Yes.
We're
so
looking at costumes.
The theme is kind of like Amazon... Treehouse, jungle.
To be exact,
you guys are all really vague.
You probably shouldn't read it out.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I won't do that.
It's
does it have rude words?
No, it's because someone will search for it and come to the party.
Oh, right.
But it's kind of, let's just say, tribally, jungly, kind of. Yeah,
garb.
Feathers.
Yeah. So my thing is that I didn't know it was a costume party. And if I have time, I can make a really good costume, generally because I go to the costume hire shop and pay for something, pay like $100 for it. But you're on your way, so what are you thinking?
Oh, for the rest of my costume?
Big hair?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the big hair, lots of hairspray. It's going to be fun the next day.
And twigs.
We have this bird in our backyard, so I'm going to steal some of her nest and basically recreate it in my hair.
You could, like, tame the bird and put it in your hair for a night.
I know.
Like,
she's a little bit...
Like that character skittish. On Charlie Brown.
Yeah, she's a bit skittish because we do give her a bit of a... We don't give her a hard time, but we just sort of go out and, you know, mama bird. And so, yeah, she's a little bit awkward, a bit nervous. But, twigs, leaves. I'm going to do the feather eyelashes thing, but I haven't got actual clothes, costume yet.
That's the hardest bit, I think. That's what makes it. You can do your hair. Anyone can do your hair. and put steel twigs from a poor defenseless bird and shove them in the head.
Thanks, Carl.
No worries.
Caked in bird crap.
That's, don't worry about hairspray. While he's stealing the bird can spew up on you and, like, stick the hair in. What a cruel woman. 0427-JOY949, 0427-569-949 is the SMS number to let us know what costumes. If you give us the best costume, what you think would be perfect for this, something a little bit different, you will win the Brechick CD of the week, Red Rocket. Melbourne singer and Joy favourite Brechick releases his new CD, Red Rocket. Brechick will be launching the CD at Neverwhere, Smiths Street, Fitzroy, on Saturday, September 4th, and it's thanks to Sonic Boy Music. So SMS right now, you've got until 8 o'clock to win this CD, and we want the best ideas. And also, if you've got a crazy thing you've seen on the side of the road, like a weird accident, anything, SMS 0427-JOY949. When we come back, we'll be talking Lady Gaga, who's become queen of Twitter. She's the tweet-banging success.
She's the chief tweet-banger.
I'm still trying to make tweet-bang work.
Yeah. Stop trying to make it happen. It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. And we'll also be talking about Miss Universe, because you know what? Beauty pageants are my thing. There's a hilarious...
Hi, I'm Denise Drysdale from The Circle. You're listening to Australia's first and only lesbian and gay radio station, Joy 94.9.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's gay school.
Gay school.
I missed the first one, so I've got to do this.
I can't believe you guys finally did that. That's awesome.
It is that pathetic time of the week again where it's time for gay school. It's
what I live for every week.
Which is pretty much whatever we want to put in here. And anything young, anything newsy, this is it. And this is the most is young where, and newsy thing in exactly. The whole world. Lady Gaga is now the queen of Twitter. Of all things, pop music, whatever, Twitter. She's the queen
She's
of Twitter.
Also the queen of crazy things to wear.
She's pretty much the queen of everything in my mind.
And she surpassed Britney Spears as the most popular celebrity on Twitter.
And Britney Spears herself jumped over Ashton Kutcher to take the top Twitter spot.
Don't ask me why.
I saw your tweet to Ashton Kutcher the other day.
I tweeted Ashton Kutcher.
He's going to go straight to hell.
He did not reply to me. Probably was a bit scared, what I said. But she now has 5,760,000 Twitter followers.
I have to be honest, I followed her for about a week or two, but I didn't like it at all.
Would it make sense?
It didn't really. It wasn't that interesting. I find that celebrities, some of them are okay. The majority of them can't write, can't spell.
Yeah.
They're not very interesting, and it's kind of just...
A lot of them are very boring tweets.
They're very boring, yeah.
I actually find her hilarious on Facebook. I don't know if she's actually in my list of, you know, friends, in inverted commas, at the moment, but I know that she has had some pretty hilarious status updates in the past, so she's worth following for that reason. But I haven't checked her out on Twitter because I refuse to.
But even, like, I follow Stephen Fry, and Stephen Fry at one point, he's got 1.7 million followers as well. At one point, I was following him and I was just like, your tweets are crap. And I love Stephen Fry. And his tweets are crap.
That's what was so baffling to me, because he was really popular and he's what was sort of prompted me to go on to seriously kind of go on Twitter. And I was like, this isn't that interesting.
Yeah.
He's just talking about what he's doing. I don't care. You know?
When he was in Melbourne, I remember reading one of his tweets and it was just like, what a glorious day, Melbourne, and writing some long thing about Melbourne. And I was just like, uninteresting.
How about Justin Bieber saying, good night, babes.
Night, well, ladies.
Ladies, that's it.
Do not even get me started on the bless. On the babes. Far out. The other thing we are talking about, speaking of being technologically advanced, a girl in Britain has been charged with causing distress and $150 she had to pay in costs. Because she sent her ex-girlfriend 145 text messages the day after they broke up. She also jumped on the bonnet of her car, smashing the windscreen. Crazy, crazy lady. If you break up with someone, you might send a text message going, hey, oh, what a massive day yesterday, or whatever. Or you don't send a text message and just leave it alone. This girl decided to send 145 breakup texts, including one that said, I'm outside your place, I'm naked, babe, I need to talk to you. how often we've said that in the past.
It's like that in Sex and the City when Carrie's alcoholic boyfriend goes nuts and like strips naked in the street and walks down.
Yeah, well, good on her anyway, because what a fruit loop. There's lots of them around. If you've had any weird breakup texts, you can SMS us 0427. Maybe just forward us the text 0427JOY949. I don't think I've ever had any weird breakup texts.
I've never had a breakup.
No. I don't think I've had the text. I've had weird breakups, but not so much over text message. But what gets me is that she's added that she no longer wants contact with her. Like, why bother doing all that stuff and then say, yeah, I don't really want to see her anymore anyway?
Probably because after it was reported in the media,
she sort of just changed her mind and
settled down a bit.
And realised that she was an idiot. 20-year-old Tammy Roy text had become increasingly threatening and abusive, said her ex, Cheryl O'Neill. Interesting. We'll find out. She's paying $150. Her phone bill would have been more than $150. With
that was the fine enough, really.
Yeah, really, exactly. And also, in international news, a TV actor has been attacked for playing a gay character on Emmerdale. He told his 12,500 fans on Twitter, that's no 5,760 like Gaga, but anyway, that he'd been
more
targeted.
Than Generation Next 35 followers.
It's more than me. I've got the same 35. That he'd been targeted for his gay role. I was attacked by a couple of lads last night, but managed to escape unharmed. Just a couple of drunken lads took a few swings.
The thing is, he's not even gay. Like, he's dating one of his female co-stars on the show. It's just that he's playing a gay character.
This is the same thing as at the Outside Broadcast. The guy who plays the gay character on Neighbours was being interviewed. And all the girls are going nuts. I'm like, the only thing you know about this guy is he's gay. Like, he's a gay character. And all the girls are going crazy over him.
Well, he is good looking, I think.
Really? Yeah. I mean, definitely. you know, we all have our own tastes, whatever. Speaking of Gaga, we're going to play a Gaga song right now, just because we love Gaga here.
We do love Gaga.
And we also got a text as well.
We did. Did we get a text?
That's hello and a hug for Izzy. Hey, guys, if you have time, could you pretty please play Thump by Bertie Blackman, which we will be doing after we speak to... we're not speaking to her, but we're going to hear from...
G'day, I'm Barry Bissell, and you're listening to Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, the mighty Joy 94.9.
Generation X, Joy 94.9. Carl, Jacob and Izzy with you. Don't forget, get those texts in. 0427JOY949 is the text number to SMS us if you've got ideas for what my jungle party costume should be. And we need a guys one and a girls one, really, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
And to win the prize, don't forget, you have to be a Joy member and haven't won a prize for the last 2 weeks. Or you can call 1300JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. There is no excuse for not contacting us at all, because there's so many different ways to do it. We need, jungle costumes, or if you've had weird accidents or seen a weird accident. But right now, though, we're going to wrap up on the election, even though it's in the middle of still going.
This time last week, we were all excited. I was all excited about the election and the idea that a week from then, we would have a result, and we don't, obviously.
Yeah.
The ABC website has it tied at 71 seats. So bizarre. On the night itself, like, the count was going up and down. At one point, Labor was in front at like 72, the Coalition behind at 70, and then it sort of all went everywhere. I don't know what they're doing exactly, but the idea that it can come down to the three independents and possibly Greens, well, kind of Greens-ish independent, Andrew Wilkie, is staggering to me. The whole country can decide, and then it comes down to these four independents.
Yeah, and essentially what's going to need to happen is that the Greens and the four independents all need to go to the one, and that could take forever.
Thing is, I think it's generally quite considered that the Greens MP, Adam Bandt, who, woo, by the way, was really happy about that. I know I'm not supposed to be partisan, but I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
We'll go to Labor, but the other three independents, they kind of have had ties to the Nationals and they've since sort of defected, but at the same time, they're more likely to go conservative. I was listening to the radio today. So, you never know. We might have a coalition government.
Well, exactly. And, I think I heard before that they're making 17 demands or something like that.
Are they?
I don't know. I maybe heard.
I hadn't heard that they'd actually made any sort of concrete demands. They were just meeting.
Okay, right.
Did you guys hear about the 20-year-old MP, Wyatt Roy, who was elected? How funny is that? He looks about 14, by the way.
That guy must have been the biggest dork in school.
Oh, I know. He was. And the only reason that he won his seat was because his opponent... It was a fairly safe Labour seat, except his opponent, the night before the election or 2 days before the election or something, was at a public forum and he was fielding questions from a local resident who asked him about waiting lists. And the resident said, I've been waiting for 2 years to get my disabled son diagnosed or treated to get a specialist treatment. And John Sullivan, I think his name was, responded by saying, well, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. Why did it take you 2 years to take him to a doctor? Uh-oh. So he lost his seat and Wyatt Roy elevated to the parliament in true Disney movie fashion.
How unpolitical of him.
Yeah. But it was so funny watching it. The lights went out and everything when Kerry O'Brien crossed to Wyatt Roy. It was, yeah. I think somebody said the other night it was like somebody had turned the lights off because it was past his bedtime.
I think it's such a fantastic thing. What's the youngest person before him?
Do you know, I think... I might be wrong, but I think it might have been Kate Ellis.
Ah, right.
At who, 20...
Generation who, Next generation very next, own.
Who I spoke to last week.
Good friend.
Good friend of the station. I think she was about 26 or something when she was elected. I think she might have been the youngest minister. I don't think she was the youngest MP. She might be. I'm not sure. But 20 is amazing. I feel really old. I'm 21 and there is somebody in the parliament younger than me.
I'm 21 too and I have done nothing like become a politician. I really haven't.
You're hosting an award-winning radio station.
Have we won an award? I don't know. I didn't know about that.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's staggering to me because 20-year-olds can't be parliamentarians.
Well, obviously, they can't. Yeah. Well, I went to a school with a lot of people, and there was a guy a couple of years above me who was a young liberal, I think. And I always thought he was going to end up being a politician, and I think he's gone in a completely different direction. But
there's always those types in school.
Yeah.
I think usually they gather their political acumen in university, not go straight.
Yeah. Well, I figure that if you're going to be a politician, you're going to have to be a certain type of person. You're always going to have to be...
He was very scripted, though. He was kind of a born and bred politician.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was reading on Twitter, there was quite a bit of a Twitter storm on Sunday. A twit banging storm. Somebody pointed out a clause in some legislation saying that you can't be an MP until you're 21, and it had just been ignored. And I think it had since been debunked or something that was sort of not met, like it had been changed in legislation since. But it was huge. It was all these people saying that Wyatt Roy couldn't be an MP because he's not 21 yet.
But, right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it's very good to see a young person who's in Parliament as well.
Pity he's a Liberal National.
Well, we're not casting votes. But hopefully, by this time next week, we would have had this reaction.
And Daddy gets a play! In the top 15 is for the Philippines!
I should maybe explain what this sound is. It's not a car screeching to a halt. This is four gay Filipino men sitting on a bed watching the result for Miss Universe. when Miss Philippines won.
Quite an assault to the eardrums, isn't it?
I didn't expect the gauge here on the panel to go explode a little bit. Okay, shut up now. Well, they're very happy. You can check that out online. They go completely nuts. Good on you, Philippines. So Miss Philippines won. Miss
No, they didn't. They didn't. I think she came. No, I don't think she came third.
She made the top 15.
She didn't make top 15 or something. I think it was Mexico that won and Australia that made the top 3.
Can you imagine if she won?
Can you imagine Mexico's reaction? We should YouTube
the
Mexico.
Whole country.
How could they have possibly outdone that? I don't know. It was quite funny. I was watching another video today of Miss Philippines who was answering a question from, I think it was Stephen Baldwin. He asked, what is your biggest mistake in life? Now, these are tricky questions. These are sort of questions that that employers like to ask in interviews, say, what is your weakness? And usually it's an awkward response. Her response was really, really awkward and not terribly satisfying. She I think she said something like, well, I'm only 22 and I haven't made any major mistakes, so thanks everybody for coming out to support me.
Have you seen the video? I think it was a Miss America contest, and they asked a question like,
is this South Carolina?
Yeah, Miss South Carolina. And she's
honestly,
like,
I think we as Americans don't understand geography. That was
and
huge.
Like, with
we in the Iraq.
That's like when Justin Bieber was talking about, what was it, Germany?
Germany. We don't have that in America. Oh, my God. Shut up, Bieber. We're going to play our request before. What was the request we
it
had?
It was Bertie Blackman Thump.
This is it right now on Generation Next, Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Alvin from Channel 10's MasterChef, and you're tuned into Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Only 7 minutes left of the show. The best 7 minutes of your night, probably. We've been talking about... Oh, probably not. We've been talking about costumes for a Amazonian jungle party that Izzy and I are going to. We've had a few texts in. One of them was to suggest that I would wear paint my whole body in tiger stripes and just wear a G-string. As you both sit here looking at me, what do you guys think?
As I have to be at this party as well...
You'd prefer if I didn't.
I'd prefer you with the Tarzan, actually. Although, I do like the idea.
G-strings.
The idea is original.
It's original. I don't love it. I don't think I'd be comfortable. Really?
Yeah, not sure I'd be comfortable with you doing that either.
I'm probably thinking I'll go the gorilla suit, so I cover my whole body. Like, I'll cover my face as well.
Yeah.
And then scare people.
And you should just rock still up there. For ages and just not say anything and just sit there drinking.
In the tree.
Yeah. And then everyone would be like, where's Kyle?
Not tell anyone. No, send somebody else there so, you know, you can be in two places at once. I don't know.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
I was there. I was the guy in the gorilla suit.
I've got two things on at night. You can still get in. You've got a few minutes left to get that Brechick CD. If you are a Joy member, you haven't won a prize in the last 2 weeks. Fantastic CD. It's a CD of the week here at Joy this week. And we are giving it away. SMS or call 1300-JOY-949 or SMS 0427-JOY-949 to get your hands on that CD. Just a few community service announcements. This Sunday, Hats Off is a fundraising concert with a difference. It's looks really fantastic. A great lineup, including Trevor Ashley, Rhonda Birchmore, and, of course, our great friends of Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Youth Chorus will be there.
Big friends of the station.
Massive friends of the station. Massive friends of Generation Next. Mm. And members of the cast of Hairspray, Mary Poppins, West Side Story. Matt Lee's going to be there. Natalie Peroni. Lots of people. Tons of people. Laura Gravity, John Foreman, Marty Fields. So it's a huge host of celebrities.
Did you mention Rhonda Birchmore?
I did mention Rhonda Birchmore. If you're listening, you would have heard that.
Oh, jeez. I didn't know I was supposed to be taking notes.
It's 8 p.m. at the National Theatre, corner Barclay and Carlisle Streets in St Kilda. Tickets are available from Ticketek agencies, or you can go on the website ticketek.com.au. But that's a fantastic thing. It's all in support of AIDS, it's a Oz Showbiz Cares and Equity Fights. AIDS presents this amazing concert as well.
Is that the one with the cast of Mary Poppins?
It is. Oh, you're being smart now. Right. Okay. Cool. Have fun coming next week when you're not actually here at Joy anymore.
Oh, jeez.
Classic me.
Classic you.
Inside joke. Yeah, we've also got the Oh My God Underage Dance Party.
Yes, we do. It's on Wednesday, September 22, from 4 to 10 p.m. And it is youth 18 and under, at the Vault on Wellington Street at Collingwood. And it's an underage dance party. So it's been put on by Minus 18, who are amazing. They do good work.
Also, Freezer. Great friends.
Just like the Gay and Lesbian Youth Chorus.
And Rhonda Birchmore.
We got tons of friends.
Denise Drysdale.
We've got a whole 35 followers on Twitter. You can't beat us.
Is Denise one of them? She should be.
And Tina Arena is a good friend as well, of Jacob's and ours.
Bonjour, c'est Tina Arena. Vous écoutez La Joie 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Darling.
Oh, I wish I knew French.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.